Now joining me from the organization Love in Action is Lisa Scarborough, who is going to tell us about a rent relief program. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining me, and explain what this program is and how it came about.
Well, the program was COVID funded from the federal level, of course. Every state in the union received a fairly good chunk of money. The state of Alaska received about $240 million. And so they initiated an application process for people to apply. They received a little over 30,000 applications. This application process was the last 2 weeks of February and the first week of March of this year. And those applications are currently have been, I believe that pretty much everything from the first, what we call phase one, has been processed. There may be a few still kind of lingering with this, some documentation not up and running. I was assigned 265 original applicants from the process as a partner with Alaska Housing, which is how it worked. Alaska Housing did all the back end. So they verified people's IDs, they verified people's income, and then they partnered with agencies across the state of Alaska to process the actual applications, as in verify rental landlords, and then send out the checks. So that's what that's how it started. About a little over 30,000 applicants, a little over 5,000 for one reason or another were never processed. So they have dropped off the face of the earth. They weren't able to be contacted. Some of them withdrew. They went to work. So there was a little bit of fraud. But most of it was people, for whatever reason, weren't able to be contacted or their landlords weren't registered. So they have actually reopened the application process starting on the 13th, this coming Monday. It will be open until October 1st. So if anybody is not in the first phase, they should get on the waiting list. They can go to alaskahousingrelief.org and all the information is right there on the front page. This process is only guaranteeing up to 3 months, where the original process guaranteed up to 12 months of rental and or utility relief. So it's a really awesome program that, is filtered down from the federal government through COVID money. It's there are a little over 1,200. There were originally a little over 1,200 applicants in our area, including Prince Wales. And the program is designed to work in three-month increments. So the first payout would have been to bring the client current and to pay 3 months forward. So for depending on what people owed at the time of the initial contact and processing, I've had clients that had kept their rent up, so it just paid 3 months forward. I've had clients that owed 12 months back rent, so that pretty much completed their process. And I've had applicants that owed anywhere from 1 to 5 months past due rent. So the program was designed in the beginning to catch people, to bring people current. And because of the volume of the services, it rolls through in three-month increments. So after the initial payment, most of my applicants are in what they call recertification right now, which means they're 3 months past the original check date of the original payments that were made on their behalf. They just get an email from Alaska Housing. They just have to click all the buttons, send it back through. If there's changes, some of the applicants I've had have actually shifted landlords, which means they have to upload a new rental agreement and the landlord needs to register with the system. The landlords will receive a 1099 at the end of the year from Alaska Housing. And then I just process the checks through if there's no changes. So it's actually pretty streamlined after you get past the first hurdle of getting everything accurate in the application and ready to go. It's really been a blessing. It's a blessing to those that we've served in our community. Most of them very low income or haven't worked at all. And it just gives them a safety net to carry forward until, we get back on our feet or they get back on their feet. It's a blessing to the state for sure. And we are way ahead of the curve too. Alaska is way ahead of the curve. We started our application process. There are still states out there that have either not even launched their first application process or are just now starting. So it's a little bit of source of pride to be in Alaska Housing, working with Alaska Housing in our state. They really just have everything all together and we are just way ahead of the curve, which is a real blessing.
What is required to qualify?
They just have to upload. They have to have the income requirements are actually really broad. A single individual, I believe, based on the information I've looked at, like I didn't deal with income. So I have to just kind of look at the application and what the minimum and maximum or the maximum, I should say, income allowable is for a single person. I think the maximum income for gross is like $5,800. So it's really high. It's much higher than, say, basic HUD for other grants that I have and or administered in the past. So yeah, they just have to apply. And then the LASC Housing, like I said, does the back end stuff. They will, you have to upload your income. It's all done by email. The entire process is done by email. It's all, they built a whole new website, alaskahousingrelief.org, where everything is processed through that website. So they just have to upload their income. It's better to upload a 12-month income, so as in a W-2 or your taxes, 1099, you know, Social Security statement, whatever it is that your income is from. And you have to upload a copy of your current ID that so they can verify that. Once that, and then they just have to check the rest of the boxes. Do they? The program provides past due rent, future rent, and utility assistance, including heat and you know, fuel. So you know, propane fuel, it will also pay for that too. So outside of just basic KPU bills. So if you're like in the borough and you need electricity, but you also need fuel, well, that's also included. You just have to check the boxes. And then it's and then it'll be verified and then sent through to assigned to an agency, and the agency will then be following up.
It sounds like it's a fairly simple process.
Well, you know, there were a lot of kinks in the beginning because there are a lot of things that just ended up changing. There were questions, things like, do we pay taxes on the rent? Well, okay, well, that's a good question for down here. Doesn't really make any difference in Anchorage, you know, because there is no sales tax. But so that was a question that actually came up with a local landlord here, because some of the other agencies, I mean, I automatically did it. But some of the agencies up north, they weren't paying the taxes. So... nothing like the phone at the last minute, sorry. So that came up in the middle of conversation, and then there was a conversation on late fees, what's acceptable, what's not acceptable. But overall, yeah, it was pretty well put together. They had to make adjustments to policy procedures as we started along, you know, kind of making adjustments while we fly the plane forward. But overall, it actually, I found it to be a relatively simple process, yes.
Okay, so it sounds like people may have missed the first round, so to speak, but there are other opportunities out there. And I guess now would be the time to get your application in?
Well, you can't actually put your application in. You can go to the website and get on the list. Applications don't open until the 13th. That information is on my website, or no, I'm sorry, on my Facebook page, Love in Action Ketchikan. All the information is on that Facebook page that you can pull out. But they can just go to alaskahousingrelief.org, and all the information is right on the front page.
Okay, is there anything else you wanted to mention about the program or anything else this morning?
You know, it's like I said, it's the 3 months right now for the second phase is what they're guaranteeing. It could be extended. It just depends on how much money is there based on how many people apply. I will say that for those that are currently receiving assistance through this program from the first phase, they are not eligible to reapply. So just if you're already getting assistance, don't apply. They will weed you out. This is definitely for the next group of people that may not be aware of the program and need the help.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much for getting that information out there.
And my pleasure.
And for all that you do, you know, helping so many people in the community.
Thank you, Maria. You have a great day.
You as well. Lisa Scarborough, again, with Love in Action. And you can check out their Facebook page for more info there, or go to the Alaska Housing Authority.